We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This hour of Mark and Hart is brought to you by Right Window.
It's time for Mark James, Andy Hart. It's James and Hart on Sports Radio WEEI.
Hate the most.
Probably be Mark James.
Fidel Goodell.
Seems like just a really phony fake TV guy.
Phony Michelle.
Listening to you.
Me, myself, and Irie Irving.
Which was regrettable.
The two things I heard
the
you say.
The only thing more regrettable be listening to you, but go ahead.
Dial 617-779-7937.
Show just the two of you.
The two of us, yep.
Mark and Hart.
Mark and Hart.
We have done online radio.
But that's not real radio.
Well, you said you would never do a show with me.
That's a lot.
Well, you know.
And now here you are.
I'm a team player.
Dude, get off the air. You're a producer. Shut up.
I see him around Gillette a little bit. He just seems very fake to me.
C-D-E.
Become quite, as you would say, a pussy.
Yeah.
Mark and Hart.
Mark and Hart.
Right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
Josh Gordon is going to return to the New England Patriots this weekend. It is such that he's being reinstated on a conditional basis, and he will be allowed to attend the Patriots' August 22nd preseason game, but not play in it. But he will be eligible to return for the regular season, and this is just the boost that New England's offense needed, and it's a big boost for Josh Gordon personally and professionally.
All right, that's the big news here. Welcome to Mark and Hart here on WEEI. Josh Gordon is officially been reinstated on a conditional basis. So that's the story. That's the good news. We were wondering what took so long. I felt as though the timing was a little conspicuous, but at the end of the day, the NFL got it right. Josh Gordon is once again a Patriot. Andy, I say this without any equivocation. He is the most talented receiver, talent and ability, natural. Guy that just comes out there and is a game breaker, is a guy that can just stretch the defense and go over the top. There's no question, there never has been about that. My question about Josh Gordon is, how long is this going to last?
Yours and Bill Belichick's. What does Bill Belichick say? The most important ability is?
Availability. That's it. That's it. And at the end of the day, I got to tell you, and I hope this kid can, I mean, he's an adult, call him a kid, he's an adult. I hope he can overcome the demons, and I understand more now about the disease that is an addiction and overcomes, but I got to tell you, I don't trust him. I don't trust him to be able to, he got lost last year during the bye week by security. He couldn't find him, and then with two games to go in the regular season, before the Super Bowl run in the playoffs, he was AWOL. He was gone. And now he's back. It's great. It's everything. But I think everybody needs to keep things in total perspective here. And the perspective is the simple fact that I don't know how long. None of us do. I don't even think he does.
He does not.
He probably doesn't
trust him. You use the word trust. You don't trust him.
I don't.
My guess is he doesn't trust himself.
Yep.
He doesn't know where this is going because he has been down this road of reinstatement or next opportunity. How many times? Dozens of times in his life when you start from middle school, high school, college, Cleveland, New England, all along the way. My question is, and I don't have the answer to, like, what exactly is this conditional reinstatement and how is the NFL going to treat it? Because he was suspended indefinitely, correct?
Yeah.
Before that, he was suspended for a year. Like, these are long suspensions.
Long.
So,
and it seems like the punishment's getting less.
Right, not more severe. So if he fails a test on October 27th, or, you know, what is the league, how is the league going to handle that? The one thing I will say from a pure just here and now basic football perspective, N'Keal Harry's banged up. He hasn't exactly hit the ground running through practice in his start of his career. This gives him a little buffer. You no longer have to say, I absolutely need N'Keal Harry on the field against the Pittsburgh Steelers in that Sunday night opener. If Josh Gordon is in line to be on the field for that Sunday night opener, this gives you that window. And whenever your pessimism, which I think is justified, whenever that may come up, maybe by that point, N'Keal Harry has sort of caught up, so he's ready to slide into what is now that Josh Gordon position as outside receiver, number two option, one option with Julian Edelman and whatever's going on at tight end. So there's an obvious benefit to the Patriots for the here and for the now.
I'm pulling for Josh Gordon. I think everybody here in New England that's a Patriots fan that wants to see them succeed and win their seventh Vince Lombardi trophy, we're all pulling for Josh Gordon. We just know that, I mean, this thing is bigger than him, and this thing is something that it's beyond his control. And it's, you know, I saw yesterday, I'm like, oh, that's a nice boost in the arm. That's fine. But it's, there's always that thing in the back of my mind anyway, is like, how long is this one going to last? How long? You just don't know. And the availability, guys that you know that can be there. I mean, listen, when it comes to pure talent and ability, just natural talent, I think maybe Julio Jones, whose size is, I mean, the biggest receiver in the NFL, but I don't know if there are many receivers in terms of just natural talent and ability that are better than Josh Gordon.
Loaded,
I really
like
don't.
Beyond belief.
And it's,
now, I will say, he's not that anymore. Like, his skills and abilities are diminishing. I thought last year you saw a good receiver, talented Patriots receiver, but
when he got caught against the Bears,
you didn't see the old school Josh Gordon. He's still good. He's still better than what you have. But the days of him really living up to his God-gifted potential, those have passed. But it doesn't matter. Right now, he just has to be better than Philip Dorsett,
yep,
Maurice Harris, Braxton Berrios,
Dontrell Inman.
Right, those guys. And that's, to me, that's how you look at it from a Bill Belichick perspective. I'll take him for now for what he is, and he's better than those guys. Hopefully I can develop others.
He is flash, and last year, I mean, I remember that Thursday night game when the Patriots had a statement win over the Colts and how great he was in that game. There's just so many different times that, like, I think the Sunday night game against Green Bay was pretty good, and Aaron Rodgers, yes, and the Packers.
Tom Brady likes him and trusts him. That's a big deal.
Yep. And I loved how last year, you know, was in the locker room, you got to see his locker right next to Tom Brady. You can't have any bigger influence, but You just wonder, you're like, you hope there isn't that time, this is what he is. It's like Bill Parcells once said, you kind of are what your record is. And Josh Gordon's record is, he has had numerous relapses. And you mentioned going back to his childhood and college. How about just in the NFL, that is this his sixth chance?
It's up there, yeah.
Right. I mean, he's got a lot of lives. He's got more lives in terms of what he's done. And so, like, how many more times? And I think, you know, Belichick as well. You know, you mentioned those receivers. There's Demaryius Thomas. He's got guys that he's going to always put his team. It's a very low-risk, high-reward proposition for the Patriots. They got him. What did they give for him? What kind of pick was it?
For who?
Was it Josh Gordon?
It was nothing.
It was nothing.
Yeah, no one else wanted
it. It was a song.
Right, he was untouchable.
Right, and now you get him for $2 million, which is not guaranteed. So,
prorated if he doesn't play the whole year.
Exactly. So it's a very team-friendly deal. I want to see this guy succeed. The thing that I wish for him more than anything is that he will kick this thing, he will get over it, and he will stay on the path of straight and narrow. Because for a guy that's getting, and there's nothing to sneeze at, $2 million, but this guy should be getting Antonio Brown money. He was that talented for a very long time, and unfortunately, his demons have got the best of him. Let's hope this time it changes. I'll tell you, I'm at Twin River Casino, and if there's a prop wager, will Josh Gordon spend the entire season from now until the end of the Patriots playoff run and not have a relapse? I'm fading it. I'm betting against it.
I don't believe he's ever played 16 games in the NFL. The one year where he led the league in receiving was an all-pro. He even had a one-game suspension or something that year. So he would be doing something, you know, NFL bonus money is likely to be earned or not likely to be earned.
Right.
It's not likely that Josh Gordon plays you a full season. That's just the reality of his life. And people deal with this all the time. Like, how many, you know, you see it in movies, but in real life, you know, wives, single mothers who have husbands that are similar, have demons, have alcoholism, have drug issues, they get used to this, right? You know, oh, there's a birthday party for the kid, and He may show up, he may not, because it's Saturday morning after a Friday night, right? And people deal with this in their every, and you choose how much you deal with before you say, it's just not worth it. I'm not inviting you to the birthday party anymore. I'm not waiting for you to come to the baseball game for the kid or whatever. That's the reality. But if you believe what, remember when Field Yates reported the Patriots aren't counting on Josh Gordon?
Yes.
They're not counting on him. Now, I believe they are. I believe if you just look at this roster, they have to count on him. They don't have a lot of options at receiver to be high-end options. So are they counting on him? Yes. But to me, you're more counting on them as what I said earlier, like a bridge to maybe get you to N'Keal Harry late in the year. Demaryius Thomas, if he starts the year on PUP and he gets healthy from the Achilles. Maybe you can just have Josh Gordon as a bridge. And by the way, if the bridge keeps going,
yeah.
if we hit November and he's still cruising along and not missing things and hasn't had a relapse, that's great. Now you have more options, not less. But I also want to throw in another factor here, and I don't know if this is a big deal, minor deal, whatever you want to call it, but the Jack Easterby situation. Jack Easterby was part of the keep an eye on Josh Gordon, life coach, player coach, the whole thing. And obviously Jack Easterby is now gone in Houston.
Who's taking his place?
Who does Josh Gordon fall on the plate of? Who got a memo saying, listen, here's X, Y, and Z that you need to make sure Josh Gordon is doing, make sure there's people with him, whatever support he needs. Whose plate does that fall on, and is that person up to the task that has been, you know, difficult for so many before them?
Yeah, no question. 617-779-7937. What are your thoughts on the Patriots? Obviously, Josh Gordon being reinstated. How much do you trust him? Do you trust him to not have a relapse? I know it seems by asking that question that we're being insensitive. We're not. I'm just going based on his history. And if there's any team that was able to keep him a lid on him, it would be the Patriots, as they did last year, and you saw what happened. He lost team security during the bye week, and then he had a relapse. So you hate to have that happen again, but you have to understand this is sort of what he is. So now, as Jack Easterby now is an employee of the Houston Texans working for Bill O'Brien, who's going to be the guy you have to have multiple people, because this is a situation where, you know, you have to treat him and with sort of delicate, but you got to be sort of stern with him. And the thing about him is I think he wants what's right for him, but sometimes the addiction, the disease is too powerful. It overcomes. He can't control it, and it gets the best of him. He was doing so well for a couple months last year. He was Tom Brady's number one target, over 40 catches, 3 touchdowns. You remember certain games where he just got past the defense, but I have to tell you, I mean, do you trust Josh Gordon? 617-779-7937 to get in. Let's just go right to the phones. A lot of people want to chime in on this. And Bob in New Hampshire is first up today on Mark and Hart. What's up, Bobby?
Hey, how you guys doing today? I enjoy the program.
Hey, thanks.
Yeah, my input, I look at things a lot different. But, you know, all these athletes, this guy, Josh Gordon, do you realize us regular people, imagine having the opportunity, the talent, or the luck to be able to even be in his shoes. And it's all these guys that are in this. They live in a world that's not even realistic that you and I would deal with, or at least me. And you would think you would be, you know, take advantage and want to make the best of it. And yet, no matter what happens, these guys get rewarded. They get paid. Doesn't matter. There's really no ramifications. Even when they beat up, you know, their children or their ladies, nothing happens.
Listen, one thing about Josh Gordon, though, Bob, he's never, ever had any domestic situations. As far as I know, I don't think he's ever been arrested. Sure. So let's not put him in the same breath as Tyreek Hill. Correct. Or Kareem Hunt.
He's an addict.
He's an addict. He is an addict. But Andy and I were talking about something before you called, Bob. He's just sort of like, you look at him in a nutshell, and like it seems like the punishment is getting less severe. Like, he was serving season-long suspensions 3 and 4 years ago, and now it's like slap on the wrist. Where is it just the NFL and society having a more heightened sensitivity towards the situation, or is it just the fact that the NFL is getting soft and they don't want to be perceived as this big bully that just doesn't have any type of sensitivity towards someone who's has an addiction?
Okay, thanks, Bob.
Yeah, I guess
okay, thank you guys.
All right, I left him speechless.
Wow, you have a way of doing that with people. No, I would say this certainly parallels society, right? I mean, society is taking a different look at addiction and drugs. You know, not just the legalization of marijuana, but, you know, remember back in the day when three strikes, you're out was sort of the drug policy? You know, if you third, you're just done. And that is no longer the case. I would even say you see these prescription drug illnesses that have become sort of a hot topic, certainly around here. And even, you know, the issue of people ODing and getting, is it Narcan that they get stabbed with when they're ODing? And now more and more cops and schools, and right, they even want regular people to maybe have this on hand. And I know people that have worked in this industry that say there's people that get Narcan saved from their overdose. And you see that same person the next day, you know, being saved by an overdose in this cycle. Or the people are upset that you ruined their high when you jabbed this Narcan in them to save them from their overdose. Wow. I mean, this is a massive issue that I think the addiction side of it is being embraced more. So you're not necessarily a criminal with your drug addiction or your alcohol addiction. You're sick. You have an illness. You need support more than you need just pure punishment. And I think that's where the NFL is going, similar to society, but I don't really know what that means, and I don't know if the NFL knows what that means. So when he fails a test, or if he fails a test, I don't want to be negative, if he fails a test, what are the steps that are going to happen after that? Is he banned indefinitely again? Right then? You know, October 17th, is he banned indefinitely? I don't know the answer to that. I wonder if the NFL knows the answer to that right now.
Well, and another question is that how long does Bill Belichick want to continue to deal with this? I mean, he's, you know, they stuck with him, and that's fine. And there were reports out there. You probably know for a fact there were some reports in that during the offseason that the Patriots had paid for his rehab in Gainesville, Florida. But then I heard that that was not true.
Yeah, I don't believe that.
I don't think that was true.
I don't believe that is accurate.
Right. Okay.
But they're invested in Josh Gordon from last year. And I think there's a level of desperation. He's Bill Belichick's an opportunist. This opportunity came across his plate. If this were 2007 and his receiving core had been Randy Moss, Wes Welker, Dante Stallworth, then Josh Gordon would not be a New England Patriot, right?
Yeah.
But sometimes you have to play to win. You're in the business of winning football games, and this isn't a domestic, as you said. This isn't a criminal offense.
Not a criminal.
So you combine the need and the issue he has, and it's worth it right now to Bill Belichick. Maybe it won't be worth it later or next year or moving forward, but for the here and the now, it's worth it.
I just find it a little bit, you know, sort of surreal that the NFL has now have a better understanding, and they have, like I said, a more heightened sensitivity towards the situation, because it seemed like before, like, you know, 3 and 4 years ago, oh, you're gone for the season, yep, you're 10 games, you're this. Now it's like, okay, now I also wonder this. The timing. Who's the one who brought the world of Roc Nation Jay-Z together with the NFL? Robert Kraft.
Yep.
Do you wonder if this was sort of a quid pro quo of Roger Goodell saying, okay, you help me out, you help the league out, now I'm going to help you out and reinstate Josh Gordon. I just wonder that.
And I also would tie it in. There's a lot of people that believe the way Tyreek Hill was handled, that the NFL is going in a direction of they just want their stars on the field. They're going to do what they need to do to keep their stars on the field, if at all possible. And certainly, while his skills may have diminished, Josh Gordon with the Patriots, with Tom Brady in New England, the defending Super Bowl champions, falls under a pretty high caliber player, right? A high notoriety player. I don't know exactly. We never know exactly what Roger Goodell is doing, right? Or thinking.
No.
When we crawl in his head,
that's scary.
There's
place
a lot
to
of
be.
Rocks in there hitting you back. But I think it's interesting. I also would wonder how many fans would say, I don't want him. Because it feels like everybody wants him. Like, yes. Wow, okay, we got a receiver now. But is it worth the risk? Or are you better off just saying, we're not going to have Josh Gordon at some point, so let's not have him now. Let's find, you know, develop Harry, develop Dorsett, put guys in roles they may be in later, put them in it now and let them build and progress and find out what they are.
I have no problem. I believe, you know, the Patriots are doing the right thing, bringing him back. But I have to tell you, if this does happen and the odds are not in Josh Gordon's favor, if I'm Bill Belichick, I have to tell you, if I was Bill Belichick, I'm not saying, I don't know what he's going to do either. I would have to say that, you know, at this point, we have to sever ties.
Right. And maybe he's told Gordon that or will tell Gordon that.
You want a zero tolerance policy.
Listen, the NFL can do what they want, but me as the leader of the New England Patriots and looking out for the New England Patriots' best interest, not Josh Gordon's best interest. I have to look out for the New England Patriots' best interest, short and long term. This is it. If you can't stay on the field in this opportunity, you can't walk the straight and narrow, I will support you when you leave. I will say, yes, Josh Gordon, you have an illness. I support you as a human being, but this is it. I think that's more than fair, in my opinion.
We had high standards in the NFL.
Yeah, we had someone who, Mike, who was calling in that is in recovery, and he, like, we'll get to, Mike, feel free to call back because I was going to go right next to you. Let's go to Chris in the truck, who's up next. 617-779-7937. And if you do have any experience, you know, of dealing with addiction problems or knowing someone and helping someone who has dealt with this disease, feel free to call in because, you know, help us understand and convey exactly what Josh Gordon is going through and how the struggle is real. What's up, Chris?
Hey, guys. Good morning. I've worked in the field for a number of years. I know a little bit about it. I've been in recovery myself. I've experienced relapse. I do understand how this works a little bit. And the one thing I'll say, if you just give me this for a minute, on one hand, I hear guys saying, you know, we want what's best for him and we want to support him as a human being, and I think that's important that you do that. And I understand, you know, the world isn't rainbows and butterflies. But to do that, what he needs right now more than anything, I believe, is positive affirmation. He doesn't need to hear that if I get on the Foxwoods and lay down a bet right now on a money line and say the number is six, I'm taking the under, he doesn't make six games. Because the more he hears that, the more he starts believing that. That's just the way this thing is. So this thing's in his mind more than anything else. I'm not sure, but I think his drug of choice is marijuana, and I think it's alcohol. I'm not sure.
Last year that what they said, the last thing I read was marijuana was one of the things, is Xanax and cocaine. So Xanax and cocaine, okay. that was the thing I have no issue with him, any NFL player for that matter, taking marijuana. It's illegal in the state of Massachusetts, but it's illegal for the league, especially with the pain that these guys deal with marijuana. I just don't want that to be a trigger drug to something else.
He can't do anything. As an addict, he can't do any of it, right? There's no, like, you can do this and not that. You got to be abstinent. But I think what he needs right now, and I get it. I get how the media is going to look at this. And listen, he's got a track record. I understand that. But I also know a lot of people that went through their 20s relapse and hit their late 20s and 30s and turned a corner. And 20 years later are great, great productive members in their field and in the world in general. So you never know when it's going to happen. I get the track record. I get what he's done. All I would say is let's give this guy a chance. And I think you're right. I think this has to be the last chance.
Okay.
At least with New England.
Right. That's what I mean. That's what I'm saying, Chris.
Giving it a shot, now it's up to you.
Right. Yeah, and he's getting his chance.
He is.
Getting it. He'll be, you know, the way they have worded this, he can start working out with the team, being around the team, be at the next preseason game, and then after that, he's a Patriot.
Yes.
Opportunity to be on the field against the Steelers on opening night.
Yep. Cannot play Thursday night against the Panthers. Well, not that.
Or next week. He can't play whatever the 22nd
is. Thursday night against Panthers. Yep.
Right.
Yeah.
And then after
home.
That, he's a Patriot.
He's
again.
A Patriot. I think the Giants is the final preseason game.
Yes.
Okay. So he can play that. And then, of course, Sunday night, the opening week one, which will be Ben Roethlisberger and the Steelers will be in town. Could be an AFC championship game preview. We don't know. But obviously, you know, when the Steelers are in town, especially opening week. Why was that? I know it's the 100th season in the NFL. Patriots Steelers should have kicked off this season.
Yeah, I don't understand. The longest rivalry in football. No one cares. I mean, I'll watch it because it's football's back.
Right.
Just like everybody will.
You can put the Bengals and Cardinals, I'm going to watch.
I don't know that everybody's all jazzed up because you got this old school leather helmet rivalry on Thursday night. To me, open up with Tom Brady, open up with the two great franchises of the last, 50 years,
12
maybe not 100
Super,
years.
No, the two franchises have more Super Bowls combined, 12.
Right. So I don't understand, you know, surpassing that, overlooking that for... I think a lot of people get bored, actually, with these old rivalry division games.
I do, too.
That they often put on Sunday or Monday or Thursday night thinking they're this great draw.
And they're not.
They're not.
They're not.
Not
I mean,
really.
Mitch Trubisky doesn't. Now Matt
people are talking him up. People are talking up the Bears as a sleeper Super Bowl contender.
Well, I mean, they have a great defense. We know that. Former Patriot Akeem Hicks. They got
Khalil Mack.
They've got a pretty good secondary. I mean, they're good. Let's see. I think another team in their division could be a sleeper pick if they're sleeper at all. Minnesota.
Fellas, I am.
You know, if Kirk Cousins can be consistent, we have.
Isn't it always if Kirk Cousins?
Yeah, right.
Isn't it always whatever team he's on.
Oh,
if
boy.
Kirk Cousins.
Yeah. 617 877-979-7937. All your phone calls. You want to chime in about the Josh Gordon situation? Do you trust it? How long do you think he'll be able to stay healthy? If do you think he will have a relapse? I know it's sort of a question that seems a little tough, but this is the record. This is what he's been his entire career. We'll get to your phone calls on the other side. We do have some mildly breaking news on trending that we'll get to as well right now.
The only station in Boston where you'll hear exclusive interviews with Tom Brady and Bill Belichick. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
All right, Patriots will play their second preseason game tonight, 7:30, and they'll be taking on the Titans in Nashville. They got some good news yesterday. The big news, Josh Gordon reinstated by the league. He can return to the team. He will return on Sunday, but not going to be able to play this Thursday night against the Carolina Panthers at home. The Eagles have lured Josh McCown out of brief retirement to back up Carson Wentz.
So it's not Colin Kaepernick.
No, no. Josh McCown is coming to Philly. He's going to be a coach. I can feel him being a coach one day. He's held the clipboard long enough. Jason Garrett's done. You know, I could just feel Josh McCown being a coach one day. Last night, the Red Sox won their third in a row, beating the Orioles 9-1, game two of the three-game series. Tonight, 7:10, Joe and Dale on the call. Pre-game will start at 6:10 with Will Fleming, very tall Will Fleming, on the Shaw's and Star Market Red Sox Radio Network. And that is what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. More of Mark and Hart after this.
Hey, Twitter world, Josh Gordon just got reinstated. New England is the favorites in the AFC again. A lot of people don't want to hear that, but that's the way it is. Just saying. Take care.
O.J. Simpson, the juice. He wants to weigh in. As if we didn't know the Patriots were already favorites, but he said that just puts them over the top in the AFC. Good to hear from the juice, man. It's always good to, you know, he just chimes in doing his thing. And, man, you know, he's loving life. I don't know if life is loving him, but he is loving life. And, hey, if the juice says the Patriots are the favorites, who are we to argue now that Josh Gordon's back, right?
I'm not going to argue.
Yeah, I'm not.
Not at all. Now, if Josh Gordon is gone in 2 weeks, then you reevaluate things at that time.
Yeah, yeah. They were favorites, I think, anyway.
That's because they're the Patriots. They're Bill Belichick. They're Tom Brady. Nobody looks past that.
No, that's it. I mean, the Chiefs are there, too, but let's be real. 617-779-7937. We're talking about Josh Gordon. Weigh in on that. Let's go to David in Quincy, who is a mental health physician. Hello, doctor.
No, it's a mental health clinician.
It says physician. I just gave you your doctorate. It says physician on the call screen, so I just, you know.
We just promoted you.
Yeah. Oh, that's all right. Oh, thank you. I could use the credentialing. I just wanted to chime in. So I work as a mental health clinician or counselor in the Quincy area, and I work. I'd say about 70% of my client base has some sort of substance use issue. So with Josh Gordon, I want to say that first and foremost, there's this term that we use in the field called like dual diagnosis, a term that basically is used to describe a client who has both a mental health and a substance use problem. I tend to look at it as being one and the same. Now, I think the main reason, it's hard to say, obviously, from an outside perspective, but I think what's happening with Josh is that there's an underlying mental health condition that's not really being treated very well. And it could be the sort of culture of the NFL where, you know, they kind of keep the tough guy mentality, you know, they say, you know, strap him on and just keep on rolling type mentality. So he's trying to kind of push through it.
Yep.
And then it gets into like sort of a self loop, right? So where he's addicted to, or they say he's had some issues with benzodiazepines. I think that's maybe, you know, there was previous treatment for an anxiety disorder or depression. And, you know, it's a very complex thing, especially where you have this culture of the NFL, but then also his own culture, where he comes from, and the stigma of mental health associated with it. So it's a really difficult thing. And it's not uncommon to have these relapses. I think with him, obviously, it's highlighted more because of, you know, of his fame and such. But it's not an uncommon thing. And it's difficult because he's, you know, so talented. And if he could just get the proper treatment and if he gets the support system around him and the proper social environment around him, I think he would do much, much, but much, much better.
Sure. Now, I think you bring up a good point, David, because one of the callers earlier was talking about how these guys have so much given to them, more opportunities. But I think we also have to look at the flip side of that. He's dealing with serious mental issues and addiction issues and anxiety issues under the spotlight of the National Football League and us talking about it for 4 hours on a Saturday morning, whereas Joe Average, yeah, may have less opportunity, but okay, he's making $40,000 a year and he has a relapse and loses that job and now he's making $35,000, whereas Josh Gordon has passed up tens of millions of dollars due to his addiction. So he has more opportunity, but he has more to lose and more pressure under which to lose it. Right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and you're under the microscope, not only, and here's the thing, and the NFL is big enough as it is, but you're not in Siberia with the Bengals and Andy Dalton. Right. You're in New England with the six-time Super Bowl champions. You were part of this team last year. You won a ring. You weren't there for the playoffs, but you were part of this team. You got a ring. And so now you are mentioned when you think Patriots, you say Tom Brady, Bill Belichick. Now you are part of this, the world's biggest rock band.
Right. For better or worse.
That's it. So now, and under the microscope, okay, what's he going to go through?
I have family members that deal with addiction. And, you know, when they relapse or have an issue, how many people are affected directly? 100 people, you know about it, like employers, family, friends. It's a circle. Whatever that circle is. Josh Gordon relapses last year late in the season. Millions and millions of people are instantly aware of it, commenting on it, you know, affected by it, you know, just as a fan and the team. Like, that's massive pressure.
When it happened last December, around the 20th, I read in the article right before the final two games against the Bills and Jets at home, we did on EI, we did 2 or 3 weeks worth of shows. It was all Josh Gordon.
Right.
For two or three straight weeks.
And Chris Curtis sharing his personal viewpoints of addiction as a sort of leaping off point from Josh Gordon and how it works. You know, Chris Curtis, great example.
Yeah.
How many people were directly affected by Chris Curtis and his addictions? It's in the tens, the hundreds, right? Directly kind of. Josh Gordon, it's just infinitely more than that. And I think that adds to the dynamic that he has to deal with.
Well, I think another thing, and this is a fair question that people ask, is why does he continue to get all these chances? And the simple fact of the matter, because he has a skill set that less than 0.00001% of people have. It's the ability to catch a football, get separation, and be one of the chosen few in this world who can actually do that.
And by the way, I think it's safe to say he's not an a-hole.
Oh, he's a good guy.
Right, like, into these places and people embrace him and they spend time with him and they pull for him. Like, there are other guys that have issues, whatever the issue may be, domestic violence, drugs, alcohol. They're also a-holes. They get less chances because people say, nope, not worth it. If you don't want it, if you don't want to be a good enough teammate, person, employee, why should I invest in you? Whereas I think Josh Gordon, from everything I've seen, is embraced by teammates and coaches, even Goodell. How many times have we heard that Goodell has a little bit of a soft spot
for
Josh Gordon?
He said it.
So that's part of, beyond the obvious, he can run fast, he's big, and he can catch a football on an NFL field in front of 68,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
He's also not an a-hole, and that has helped him. That has earned him a little extra rope to work with here. Now, hopefully, at some point, he can make good use of it.
617-779-7937. Bob in North Andover is up next. Mark and Hart. What's up, Bob?
Hey, wanted to give you kind of a good ending on a story, and it took tough love. It's my daughter, when she was 15, started into drugs. We did about 7 or 8 interventions. A couple of them were 9 months at a time. She was never arrested over the 15 years. She's 33 now. What I did in the end is let her sit in jail for 50 days.
Wow.
And people wanted to bail her out, and I said, no. Let her realize that if she keeps doing drugs, she's either going to end up dead or in jail. She is scared straight right now. She says, Dad, I can never go back. I couldn't take jail. So it did work. And this is in the state of Florida. It has some pretty tough drug laws. So enabling them and just letting them go to programs didn't work. But tough love did. So maybe, even though you did say he's not breaking the law, but he really is. There are laws. You can't have cocaine. You can't do this and do that. And maybe it's going to take tough love at some time instead of just, you know, being coddled and coming back all the time, because that didn't work for me and my family.
Well, and your daughter is 33 now then?
33, doing great, married, back to work, healthy. And we almost lost her to cancer 3 years ago, but she's completely healed.
Thankfully that everything worked out well, Bob, for you and your family and your daughter specifically. And wow, that is a story. Let me just ask you this. I mean, since you brought it up, was your wife at the time, like, the mother of your daughter, was she really irate with you that you would not want to let anyone bail her out of jail?
Well, unfortunately, we were divorced, but we did a pretty good job trying to work together during those tough years. But no, she wasn't irate, and I think everybody realized everything else has failed. Let her really sit in jail for a while, and it was not a nice jail. It was very difficult, and it was hard for me to go and visit her and see her really getting worse in her condition. And it was a dual diagnosis, but she's off of medicine. She's straight as an arrow, and I don't think she'll ever go back, hopefully.
Well, that's awesome, Bob.
Great story.
The only thing I would say is, you said it was 50 days of tough love. If she had relapsed, would you have gone 100? You know, what was the next step for
you?
Well, good question. I hope I'm not faced with that.
You know,
we're praying that she can stay straight. But the fear in her about going back to jail is incredible. And if that's what it takes to save her life, then thank God for that.
Right. Yeah, you're fortunate. Because I would say, on some level, Josh Gordon has dealt with tough love. He's been suspended. He's lost tens of millions of dollars in opportunity. Think of how long Josh Gordon's been in the NFL. And he was still a restricted free agent this offseason.
Yeah, 2012.
You're a restricted free agent after 3 years. That's how restricted free agency works. He's been around forever, and yet is just in terms of league years and accrued seasons, is a restricted free agent. Think of how much he's given up. So I feel like he's dealt with some tough love. He lost money. He lost seasons. He lost his job in Cleveland, where they moved on from him. So how far does that have to go before you say, well, tough love isn't working for Josh Gordon? And that's what I think we're talking about with the NFL and society. Tough love for some people works, right? Scared straight style, 50 nights in jail. Are there other people that doesn't work, where you have to find a different avenue to try to get them to the same goal, which is sobriety, clean, being productive citizens, making the use of their natural skills? You know, she's 33-year-old. Married, employed, you know, straight and narrow life. That's awesome. How do you get Josh Gordon to the same type of thing?
Well, that's easier said than done. 617-779-7937. Continue to take your phone calls on this right here on Mark and Hart. Mark and Hart, 617-779-7937. Good stuff that we've gotten from a lot of calls here today. John in Boston's up next here on Mark and Hart. What's up, John?
Hey, by the way, I followed Andy over from the old PFW. Hey, Andy.
Hey, thanks for coming. Our co-host here, Mark, doesn't know what you're talking about. He doesn't believe in podcasts or online radio or any of that. He doesn't know it exists.
It wasn't that good anyway.
Oh, shut up. John.
The reason I called is there's different things that you don't discuss about. And this is one of those things which I don't agree with you on. People are so against people doing drugs and drinking and smoking. Look, he doesn't beat anybody. He's not a bad guy.
Nope.
Like when Tillman, the old football player who went overseas to become a Green Beret, he thought that killing people for America was more important than playing football, which is a good thing to some people. I personally wouldn't pick that. But drinking, smoking weed, enjoying movies, like, if you don't have kids, you're not an airplane driver, pilot, whatever. If your life does not revolve around being sober, because there are some parts of life where you have to do that, I don't see what's so wrong.
Well, the issue is, wait, time out. The issue is he couldn't do that. The parts of life that you said, you know, where you need to be sober, he wasn't being sober for those. He, you know, going back to high school and college, he would drink before every game he play in. He was drunk for games. He was not bringing this, you know, expected responsibility to the field and his job that is required.
Yeah, I would agree with you on that. I just wanted to bring up the fact that it seems like I personally got sober the exact same time as Josh Gordon did, just by coincidence.
Really?
And I have relapsed myself. But I was really rooting for him, and I still am.
Oh, like, everybody root, to me, you have to be a real a-hole to not root for an addict to get sober. I mean, they're dealing with something that most of us, if we're not addicts, can't understand. Like, why wouldn't you just be sober at 7 o'clock on Monday morning or Saturday morning to go to your kid's party? Well, because I'm an addict, and my brain and my chemistry doesn't work the same way yours does, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I'm still dealing with the questions myself. Like, there's times when I think it's perfectly okay to drink, and there's times when I don't. But at the same time, like, I have an uncle, great guy, Uncle Jeff, and I really like him, but every time I talk to him, all he talks about is sobriety. He's been through a program himself. He was a raging alcoholic. He lost everything. And look, there's more to life than just, are you drinking or are you smoking? If you can't live up to the duties that you have chosen for yourself as your responsibility, yeah, then it's a problem.
Right.
But
yeah,
I feel like people don't pop on the other side enough.
Oh, I would agree with you. And I think as a society in Massachusetts, we're being forced to confront some of these issues with the marijuana issue. You know, when that was on the ballot, and there are people that say, no, you should not have legalized marijuana. And by the way, I don't feel real strongly on either side. I would say I'm a little bit against it at this point.
Really?
Still.
Why?
A little bit.
Why?
The stench bothers me.
Okay.
And I've been to enough restaurants now where people clearly fishbowled their car and then came and sat in the booth behind you,
yeah.
And it stinks.
Oh, no. It's
obnoxious.
You can smell when sun.
There's a house I jog by that almost every time I jog by, you can smell weed. And I hate it. I just hate the smell.
See, I'm that way with cigarette smoke, but I can understand I can see what you're saying. And it's the thing is, but for NFL players, the fact of what these guys go through and, you know, like, I don't have a problem with them dealing with pain, but we had a caller in the first segment goes, Josh Gordon, he can't touch that marijuana because it's going to lead to other, like, that's
right.
Where for guys that, you know, whether you're a running back or a linebacker and you're in so much pain and you're just dealing with the rigors of this ruthless aggression of 3 hours of a gladiator sport where it feels like you're getting in 30 car crashes in a span of a few hours every Sunday. But for Josh Gordon, he's beyond that point. He cannot deal with that.
But what is he supposed to use? Because we've also
brings up the situation: THC versus CBD, the two concentrates in marijuana. THC is what gets the brain high, and CBD is what actually gives the body effect.
Right, and that's the whole
issue. So, is it a better if they took?
They can take them out. They do it separately now.
Cannabis oils, cannabis. Okay. That's what it is, right? These oils that are now acceptable, and that's coming out.
Okay.
But then you also have the side issue of, okay, so he's not supposed to take marijuana for the pain and use that. Well, is that any better and or worse than Nick Cashier, and you probably don't remember the name, was a right tackle for the New England Patriots who got a severe addiction to painkillers, got stopped coming over from the Canadian border with like thousands of painkillers because he was, instead of taking two every 6 hours, he was at the point where he was taking like 60 a day or whatever. Is that better or worse? Because as a society, we've decided one is legal and one isn't.
How about Brett Favre? Brett Favre was addicted to painkillers. He openly admitted it.
As a society, we decided alcohol is legal. So you can go get crap-faced at a bar, but you can't smoke weed. Why? Because as a society, we said one is legal and one isn't. So we make these arbitrary lines in the sand, and then we choose to move the line in the sand when we do, you know, for whatever reason, legalities or addictions. But they're arbitrary lines that we've created as a society.
That's a great point. Good point. 617-779-7937. Y'all want to talk about Josh Gordon?
Y'all come on now and call, you hear?
So that's what you got to do. Someone just said, this is kind of funny. Make cigarettes and bad perfume illegal.
Yeah.
I'm with that.
Yes.
I'm all with that.
Yeah.
The
old lady walking in with bad perfume sitting next to me is just as obnoxious as the guy who smoked weed.
Don't get in just the ladies for bad perfume. I'm more the dudes with bad cologne.
Like you.
I don't wear cologne.
Oh.
Yeah. You're the one who's wearing cologne. Somebody wore cologne. Or maybe Craig Mustard before us.
Mustard, I'm sure.
It was Mustard. Yeah,
be Larry.
I don't wear. Yeah. I don't know. I don't wear cologne. That's for sure. I especially you come to the workplace where like, I guess this person was just here because I smelled their cologne scent.
Well, you know the old saying.
What?
Smells like cologne. Leave it alone.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I'm just going to leave that right there.
All right. Fair. I never heard that one. Smells like cologne. Leave it alone. I think you can. Here's my thing. Anything in moderation, you can put one spray on the neck, but don't like douse your entire wardrobe to where,
Well, I guess Joe from accounting was just in here. He just, you could tell.
Well, what if you have a date and you just got off the basketball court and you really don't have time to shower? You're running late. You throw a shirt on and just spray.
You should never go on a date without taking a shower first.
You know, time, something happened. Yeah. I was stuck late at work and she's hot and I want to get there. I don't want her to be late. I don't want her to leave. Boom.
Wow. Yeah. 617-779-7937. Back with your phone calls. 1 hour down, three to go. Mark and Hart.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.